TradePoint Atlantic, the developer of the old Bethlehem Steel site in Sparrows Point, plans to ask Baltimore County for up to $150 million in tax increment financing, also known as a TIF. WYPR's John Lee reports the developer says it needs the financial help from the county for roads and water and sewer systems.
Under the proposed TIF, the increased taxes TradePoint Atlantic would pay as the property develops would not go into the county's general fund, but instead would pay off the bonds used up front to help finance infrastructure on the 3,100-acre site. Baltimore County Executive Don Moeller says the county has hired a consultant to evaluate whether a TradePoint TIF is a good investment for taxpayers.
We won't do anything that's not good for the county, and at the same time, we recognize that TradePoint is a very, very important economic development initiative for us.
Moeller says that review should be completed this fall. Any TIF would have to be approved by the county council. TIFs can be controversial. That was the case 2 years ago in Baltimore City when the city agreed to a TIF totaling more than $600 million for the development of Port Covington. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WYPR.